This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In New Orleans, a new use for the Audubon Zoo. There are lots of people there this week, not to see the animals, but to receive medical attention. The city is using the zoo as a free medical clinic, and thousands of people, many middle class, have come in from around the state. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
It's not the first place she'd think to go for health care, but right now, Barbara Blade says this feels like her only choice.
I was like, oh, hell, the zoo? I couldn't believe they were doing this at a zoo.
Each day, people like Blade line up as early as 6 a.m. at the Audubon Zoo for free meetings with medical specialists like gynecologists and cardiologists, or to register for simple physicals or eye exams.
I said, if you're here for glasses only, we've cut that area off. They have 391 people already over there.
Jerry Addison is a couple rows back from Blade in a winding maze of metal barriers in the parking lot. Addison says since she left her home flooded last fall, she's been splitting her pills in half.
I don't even know where my doctor is. Truthfully, I don't even know where the physician is. I need to get a prescription filled, and I don't even know where he is.
Even if she could find her doctor, Addison says she's currently unemployed and without health care and hasn't signed up for anything while she's trying to get back on her feet.
If you don't have a medical card, you have to go to the local hospital and you wait for hours and hours and hours and hours because there's so many people that need the attention. If it's not an emergency and you go, say for instance, I need to get a prescription filled. If I went to the emergency room, I'm taking time from somebody that has a dire emergency.
With city area medical centers closing after the storm, the number of hospital beds in New Orleans is down from 53,000 to 15,000, and metro area clinics are bulging with patients. And just like grocery stores and other businesses in the city, many pharmacies and doctors' offices are still closed. The doctors here come from around the country, organized by a group called Remote Area Medical, which usually brings volunteer doctors and nurses into areas like the Appalachians for similar style clinics. At the Audubon, the open-air oral surgery tent is down past the elephant exhibit, and physicals take place behind curtains and wire at an administration hall.
Well, your blood pressure is really high. It's 174 over 114, so that might be contributing to the
headache. Yeah, because I didn't have medicine.
How come you're out of your medicine? Did your doctor leave town? Or
I can't find my doctor. I can't find any doctor.
You can't find any doctor. Okay.
Doctors say patients like Monica Barillon seem to make up a significant number of the people who have come through this week. She's suffering from hypertension and diabetes, and without her medications, her chronic illness is now spinning out of control. And while patients returning to the city say they can't find their doctors, city doctors say they're having trouble finding their patients. Meantime, Dr. Emmett Chapital says he's been getting calls every day from people who want to see him. But the cardiologist who lost his home in the flood says he doesn't really have a place to practice.
I still don't have a phone service, water, or power at my office, and it's hard to open up an office without all of the essentials, basically.
Chapital says sometimes he feels overwhelmed, but he hopes the clinic will give people a glimpse of progress. Rachel Muir traveled from nearby Metairie to get her cholesterol and blood pressure checked. She showed up early and brought a book and says it's worth the wait.
It's not just short gap information. It's overall health. How are you doing? What do you have? What can we help you with? It's not just put a Band-Aid on it. They're trying to do so much more for people.
The free clinic at the Audubon closes at the end of this week. Organizers say they're trying to connect people with medical clinics outside the city. Each patient is also receiving a keychain-sized computer jump drive that contains their medical information in the event of another emergency. Audie Cornish, NPR News, New Orleans.